I have the thing.
What's the thing?
I have it. You asked me, do you have the thing? And I said, I've got everything.
Well, I don't know what the thing... I can't remember, Spencer. You know that was like a minute ago.
You asked me, do you have the thing?
Yeah, well, I thought you were just being selfish,
I don't know what you mean by that. So I said, I got everything.
Yeah, well, I guess you just have everything, then.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, well, that must be nice for you.
It is.
Great.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome back. To the Dreamcast.
Woo!
If you don't know us by now, welcome to episode 6.
Episode 6, Attack of the Spencer.
Where we... Oh, no, it's episode 7.
Oh, whatever.
6 was The Sims.
Oh, I'm Spencer.
6-y Sims.
Well, that's good to know.
But now we've got today's Dreamcasting, which will be foretold in sometime. But how are you? Have you seen any movies since the last?
Since the last one? No, I rewatched Series of Unfortunate Events, though. Which was
the Jim Carrey one?
Yeah, Jim Carrey. I like that one a lot.
I remember seeing it back.
I remember it just being like a really smart, funny movie. And something I didn't know though is that when he first meets the children and he just stops for whatever reason and then says, "Give me the line. Let's do it again. Give me the line." And then you know the kid gives him whatever line he just said. Jim Carrey actually forgot that line and they just kept it because his character was an actor and you know he was just playing it off and it was genius.
That's great.
Nobody will ever replace Jim Carrey as Olaf in my opinion.
I'd never saw the I know it's a Netflix series with Neil Patrick Harris, but I never watched that.
Yeah, from what I hear it sounds promising, but
nice.
I don't know, I got high expectations.
Speaking of series that are on streaming websites, you know what we never talked about? The Boys.
Oh my god, The Boys. Go see The Boys right now.
Go to your couch and watch The Boys.
Oh my goodness.
Because you can't go watch it in a movie theater because it's not there.
Get you some Amazon Prime.
Great. Yeah, it's on.
And get you The Boys because it'll rock your world.
It's on the Prime streaming service. It's basically like a superhero story, but flipped and told very, very dark. It is very dark.
Very dark.
So if you like dark, realistic, gritty shit, they basically take the Justice League and turn it evil. So
yeah.
it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's... Like, what if superheroes were in our real life setting? So a company owns them. Like, it's all big business. So
right. And they all have their own social media, and everyone's trying to capitalize on their merchandise, and everything's just an act, but behind the scenes things are different than you expect.
They're sinister.
Yeah, it's freaking cool.
Know what else I watched this weekend?
What?
Or tried to watch? It too just came out this weekend.
Oh yeah,
I didn't go see it.
Oh,
but I watched on TV the original It with Tim Curry.
Oh,
the made for TV low budget.
Was it stupid?
It was lame. just honestly, like, just to get it out there, I know it's sacrilegious to shit on the original of whatever it is, but good lord, I know they had like not a lot of budget. It's made for TV, so they couldn't get like real gritty with it.
Right.
Tim Curry was pretty great as the clown. It's Pennywise. But like after having, so somebody at the movie theater, when the first It came out, when I worked at the theater, had mentioned like, oh, if you know, like I hadn't seen the old It and I was like, well, I really like this new one. Should I go back and watch the old one? And someone who had seen both said, well, if you've seen the new one and you haven't seen the old one, you probably don't need to go back and watch the old one. They were absolutely right. I watched the first half because I didn't want to get it spoiled by anything by the new movie.
Oh.
I
wouldn't even consider it.
Because the made-for-TV movie is in two parts, and it's 5 hours.
They're yeah.
Like 4 hours.
No,
they're
thanks.
Like 2 hours each. And it switches off between the adult and the kid stories, so it's kind of interspliced all together.
Nice.
But I only watched the first half, and then I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to bed. But
I can't deal with this nonsense anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, very excited to go see It too, hopefully sometime this week.
Nice. But
yeah. Should we do a cast?
Let's do it.
Maybe we'll get a horror movie.
Ooh.
Horror, since it's September and not October.
Well, you know, close enough.
Yeah,
close. I think it's your turn to pick.
True.
Rustle them.
You can rustle the Jimmies.
Rustle the Jimmies. Some of them
rustle
are just
the
James. Rustle the Jameses.
Don't My dad's name is Jim. We don't need to get into this.
Jimbo.
Rustling my dad.
Russell Jimbo. All right.
All right. Here we go. I have picked one.
That was
one.
Like a single Russell.
Ooh, interesting. So, as I said, we have cast TV shows. We have cast reboot movies.
Board games.
We've
video
cast
games.
Board games. We have cast video games. What is one big media that we have not cast yet?
Music? Music industry?
True. We do have, like, biopics, I guess.
Yeah.
With, like, some music stuff.
Documentaries. Maybe, we kind of did.
Books!
Oh, wow.
We've never cast books before. And today we are casting Lord of the Flies.
Yes!
I'm definitely going to need to look up the name of the characters, because I know it's Lord of the Flies. From what I remember, it was my favorite book reading in AP Lit and Comp.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
Yep.
The only
so
book
read
that,
it?
Yeah, the only
okay,
book
cool.
that I liked in high school reading classes. And
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
The book where a bunch of kids get stranded on an island and just go ape. Oh, apparently there was a film made in 1990. Okay, we're rebooting that film.
Yes.
Let's do it. It's a 1954 novel by Nobel Prize-winning British author William Golding. The book focuses on a group of British boys stranded on an uninhabited island in their disastrous attempt to govern themselves.
Gross. That was a burp, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
That was a real Spencer burp.
It's actually kind of cool that we talked about it beforehand, because I feel like we'll be casting a lot of the kids from that, because obviously you're going to need pretty much only kid actors for this.
Yeah.
There are Piggy, Jack, Ralph, Roger, Simon, Sam, and Eric.
That's the whole cast of it.
Strictly, yeah.
And Stranger Things, like those are the...
It's probably going to be a big mishmash of all of them.
Well, are you kids looking for some more work? We got something for you.
Yeah, welcome back to school. Here is another book related something. So I'm going to write the names down real quick.
Yes.
I did find a site that kind of summarizes all the characters as a refresher, so I'm going to read through that. And we can kind of get ideas garnered off of that.
Excellent, because my internet's not working.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
We have no internet.
Spectrum's a piece of shit. Just a warning.
Not sponsored by Spectrum.
No, never. So we have Ralph, the novel's protagonist, the 12-year-old English boy. This is also read verbatim. This is not me remembering anything from the
book. No, Spencer's just on top of his Lord of the Flies
Piggy,
game.
But, yeah. English boy who is elected leader of the group of boys marooned on the island. Ralph attempts to coordinate the boys' efforts to build a miniature civilization on the island until they can be rescued. Ralph represents human being civilizing instinct as opposed to the savage instinct that Jack embodies. Who is our next one?
Yeah, who's Jack, Spencer?
Jack is like the most common name ever. The novel's antagonist, one of the older boys stranded on the island. Jack becomes the leader of the hunters, but longs for total power and becomes increasingly wild, barbaric, and cruel as the novel progresses. Jack, adept at manipulating the other boys, represents the instinct of savagery within human beings as opposed to the civilizing instinct Ralph represents. So I'm going to, just for the sake of our mental health, I'm going to put in parentheses kind of like what they're representing to help us better cast what these people are going to be.
Yeah, that'll be good.
So, like, Ralph is the civilizing leader. Jack would be the antagonist who represents, like, craziness. I'm pretty sure when, like, shit hits the fan in that book, he's pretty much the spearhead of it. Antagonist, savage. He's just a straight savage.
Because these are all boys, right?
Yep. It's all boys. Gonna be a pretty one-note cast grouping. Just a bunch of dudes.
We can be as inclusive as we can.
Yes. Next we have Simon, a shy, sensitive boy in the group. Simon, in some ways, the only naturally, quote, good character on the island, behaves kindly toward the younger boys and is willing to work for the good of the community. Moreover,
Simon's a nice boy.
He's a nice boy. Because his motivation is rooted in his deep feeling of connectedness to nature, Simon is the only character whose sense of morality does not seem to have been imposed by society. Simon represents a kind of natural goodness as opposed to the unbridled evil of Jack and the imposed morality of civilization represented by Ralph and Piggy. Nice boy. That's what I'm writing. Looks like it said Bay. Are you just looking up actors?
Yep.
Okay. Piggy is the next one and the best.
Hermie?
The best named out of the cast.
Hermie's Piggy!
That's Mr. Piggy to you. Ralph's lieutenant, a whiny, intellectual boy, Piggy's inventiveness frequently leads to innovation, such as the makeshift sundial that the boys use to tell time.
Spoiler!
Piggy represents the scientific, rational side of civilization. Nerd.
Freaking nerd.
He's the nerd. Roger. Roger, Roger.
Roger, Roger.
Roger, Roger. It made me think of Airplane. Yeah. Jack's lieutenant, a sadistic, cruel older boy who brutalizes the little ones and eventually murders... Oh, spoiler. Huge spoiler if you haven't read the book right here. Murders Piggy by rolling a boulder onto him. I forgot about that part.
Douchebag.
Jackass. Murderer. Murder. Committed murder. Sam and Eric. Oh. Okay, they're twins, that's why. A pair of twins closely allied with Ralph. There's a period there, sorry. I was going to continue that sentence as if it were a comma. Sam and Eric are always together, and the other boys often treat them as a single entity, calling them Sam and Eric. I remember that. The easily excitable Sam and Eric are part of the group known as the Biggins. At the end of the novel, they fall victim to Jack's manipulation and coercion. Also, spoilers again. So I'm going to cast them as kind of the same person. That's going to be tricky. I don't know any, like, youngish twin actor things. You could try to do, like, a Mary-Kate Ashley Olsen deal with Full House where you
try
to film one.
And... Too bad we didn't have Dylan and Cole Sprouse from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yeah, right? Just de-age them.
Unless, yeah, they're de-age. Oh, my God. I think we might have
just
to try
this. All de-aged. What the
fuck? They'll just be morphed into this weird looking, almost like what's his face, anyway. Superman's upper lip type of weird.
Oh, the mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Henry Cavill's mustache.
Henry Cavill, yeah.
Twins. Twins, Basil.
Twins.
I think that's everybody. 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's our cast.
Woo!
Ralph, the civilizing leader. Jack, the antagonist, a savage. Simon, the nice boy. Piggy, the nerd. Roger, the jackass murderer. And Sam and Eric, the twins.
Sounds good.
What do you got for ideas as far
as
casting?
Yeah, I got some lists here. And I know of a lot of these child actors. And I've seen some of their stuff, but I never really knew their names. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
They're all pretty modern day, right?
Yeah. They're kind of up and coming. I do have one I think could fit for Simon right off the bat.
The nice boy?
Yeah, okay. Simon the nice boy. Mm-hmm. Noah Jupe from A Quiet Place. He was the little boy.
Yeah, yeah.
John Krasinski's boy.
Yeah, that's a good... I like that.
I feel like he's got a... He could make it work. Even in that movie, he was kind of like...
He's a nice boy, yeah.
Yeah, the peacekeeper trying to make sure everyone's good.
Nice.
And a little timid, you know, trying to go down and fish by the water. But behind the... I think he could play off the timid nice boy.
Sure.
Get it, Noah Jupe.
Good choice. Definitely.
So, yeah. There's a bunch of these. Some kids from Supergirl, The Room, The Dark... I've never seen that.
Yeah. But, I feel like Jacob Tremblay should be in here somewhere.
Yeah.
We had him cast... when was that?
Oh,
it
wasn't
for The Sims.
I should clarify, not something. The Room, it's just Room.
Yeah.
Tommy Wiseau is out of this picture here.
Brie Larson, Room, the really heavy content one.
Yeah.
Not the attempt at a movie. I would probably put Jacob Tremblay, honestly, as, like, the civilizing leader. I feel like that's the...
Yeah.
As Ralph. That's kind of, like, the shoe-in for him. it would also be really interesting to see him as the antagonist.
I was just gonna say that. What if he does the antagonist? Kind of want to see
how he would be in like a darker role, you know?
Yeah, I would cast him.
Yeah,
he's our antagonist. He's gonna be our Jack,
I guess. Yeah.
He's got a hidden savageness behind those kind eyes.
Yeah, it'd be kind of it would be interesting to see him in that. In that darker role.
Would it be a cop-out to cast Finn Wolfhard as our leader for Ralph? A
little bit.
I think it would be a cop-out.
He'll probably end up somewhere in here. I would kind of like... I gotta look at our it list.
The it list.
The it list. Because there's... couple of kids in there I think I would like to cast too. Because I'm kind of thinking for our leader, just to kind of mix it up a little bit, Chosen Jacobs. He played Mike in It.
Oh, nice.
As like the strong leader.
Yeah. Like,
getting civilization.
He was the one It waved a little hand at, right? He was the boy with the factory fire, like, fear.
Yeah, well, he was the one who was, like, growing up on the farm, and, mm-hmm. like, he had to shoot the sheep.
Yes, yeah, that's the one.
Which sounds like a weird way of, like, I'm shooting the shit.
Going to, yeah, shooting the sheep. With a freaking bolt gun.
I actually just today watched a video, it was a Wired article or something about the It 2 cast talking mm-hmm. about, like, their characters and, like, getting us caught up, like, what happened in the last movie. And then they were responding to a bunch of fan tweets, and a lot of them were saying, like, Mike is the true leader of, like, yeah. the Losers Club. Yeah. Like, don't at me.
He's definitely the most grounded. So he kept his cool.
I would want to make him, I think, our leader.
Yeah, go for it.
The group. So that's Chosen Jacobs, who is Mike from It, who is now Ralph.
Another potential cop-out I have here, also from the It cast, because they just did such a good job,
right.
is Nicholas Hamilton for our Roger. He was also kind of the antagonist with the knife.
Oh, kid in It. He was
like the country boy trying to be tough like his daddy.
I'm trying to think of what his name was.
Nicholas Hamilton.
Well, I'm just trying to picture him following Jacob Tremblay, which I could see.
I mean, I don't want to typecast him as the generic the bad kid.
No, he was straight up a savage in that movie, and I would totally be fine with that. What was his name again? Nicholas Hamilton. Nicholas Hamilton. As, I want to say it was the Bowers kid. I can't remember his first name. In that movie.
Bowers kids.
He was the bully.
Yeah.
From It. I was going to try to look up famous kid twin actors.
Tons of these child actors are just in like horror movies. Aren't kids, don't they want to be on Disney Channel?
Let's see. That's just celebrities with twins, list of celebrity twins from Ranker, which I know has been used for, we haven't used it, but they're pretty good. I've seen them used elsewhere for people's like lists or using it for I'm sorry, I'm using massive filler right now.
Yeah, you got all this on.
I'm bumbling.
Why are you a bumbling band of mumbling baboons?
Mumbling just bullshit.
What, just speak out loud, what are you thinking?
Ranker has been used for other like podcasts and things as like a legitimate source of information. The website Ranker. I think we might have to go Dylan Cole Sprouse for Sam and Eric.
Yeah, we have to de-age them like crazy and make their voices higher.
I don't know, there isn't really.
They did a good job with Sam Jackson and what's her name? Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
They did a really good job. And especially in Captain America doing the same thing to Chris Evans, like debodying him.
Right.
Which I thought was amazing. I'm sure somebody somewhere could figure out how to make Dylan Cole Sprouse look 10 years younger.
Yeah, probably.
So, I think we have no choice.
I almost said Fred and George from Harry Potter.
R.I.P.
Another spoiler.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Harry Potter by now...
Snape kills Dumbledore.
So we just need Piggy?
Yeah, Piggy's just last. The nerdy kid.
The yeah, nerdy kid named Piggy.
Cole and Dylan Sprouse. Don't people normally say, like, Dylan and Cole Sprouse? Like, that's just the natural order, like Mary-Kate and Olsen. Nobody...
Mary-Kate and
Ashley. Olsen's
the weird sister.
Nobody
no
ever says
about.
Ashley and Mary-Kate Olsen. That yeah. sounds fucking weird.
That sounds... Yeah, that's gross.
Pretty sure it's Dylan Cole Sprouse. That just sounds like you're speaking, like, your actual words backwards.
Yeah.
It'd be like naming it S&J Dreamcast. That's weird.
Would it be a little too outlandish if we cast Danny DeVito as Piggy? Because he's like about the same size.
I think it is a little bit outlandish.
But I have like a little 12-year-old losing.
It would
his
put
hair
butts in the seats to go see that movie.
I think so too.
And to see him get killed by a boulder.
With his glasses and his like crazy horseshoe haircut. Yeah, maybe throw him in the penguin suit from Batman. Let's give it a shot, you know? We need a draw to this movie.
As much as I like that, he could be like... I remember there being a weird scene in the book where they're like... I think they stumble into like some... like herbs out there. They basically get high unintentionally and just have like a fever dream, and there's like a voice that speaks to them, I think, through like the pig head.
Wow, you remember a lot more than I do.
This is total bullshitting. Like, I don't know if this is an actual
let's
scene
go with
or not,
it man
I remember it,
you know,
but
this
like,
is an adaptation
the voice
of
the
book.
The voice of the pig could be Danny DeVito.
That could work.
pig voice,
not Piggy, just the pig voice.
Just the pig voice.
I'm down.
Danny DeVito.
Great.
Okay, so then the nerdy kid. The obvious pick from It would have been Ben's character.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to go a little bit...
Do something new.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an unheard...
An unheard name?
Yeah, not as well-known... Someone from maybe like the
Raleigh from Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Sure.
He would be hilarious.
I've never seen those movies, but
okay,
Robert
the first
Capron.
One is actually hilarious. But we geeked out at what's his face? The older brother. Rodney something? What's the older brother's name?
There's Raleigh, there's Manny. Those guys twins.
Roderick, that's his name.
How old are these fuckers? I just stumbled into another pair of twins that were in Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh, okay.
The Fielding kids. Connor Fielding and whatever the hell his brother's name is.
Well, I mean, if Dylan and Cole Sprouse are too expensive, we could always go for
those
these
Those are
kids.
Our backups?
Yeah.
Those are our understudies?
Our understudies. The actual twins who are the real age.
Connor and Owen Fielding? Yeah, whatever. Okay. I think we have our cast.
Yes.
Because this is hard.
This is really hard.
Now, could you imagine, like, doing this with, like, a multiplier?
Oh, my God.
Like, only
no.
70s kid actors or something? Oh. Like, good Lord. Thank
Just
God we got this on a normal one.
Filled with Macaulay Culkin and Sean Astin playing everyone.
Yeah, I suppose you could just, like, yeah, that would be fun. Do, like, an 80s one for it, and you got, like, the Goonies cast and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Jones. That kid being there.
Get a young Thanos into it.
Oh, my God.
Okay. our cast for the modern Lord of the Flies picture.
Let's hear it.
Bunch of boys trapped on an island.
Trying to create
civility.
It's the boys.
They just have a bunch of shitty, like, very, like, at the time, like, lexicon.
What are you saying?
Like, they say lit and fam a lot. Wow, look at that rock. That's full of swag.
That's full of radness. Ooh, it's golly geez.
You're going old, yeah. That's a cool shirt, man.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, Ralph, who is the civilizing leader of the kid tribe stranded on this island, Chosen Jacobs, made famous by It, Mike from It.
Yas.
Jack, who is the antagonist, the savage, the one who kind of leads the anti-civilization, which I guess would just be just assholes. Okay.
Yep.
Jacob Tremblay, famous for Room, and he was just in Good Boys.
The Boys!
He'd be playing a bad boy in this one. Simon, the nice boy. Noah Jupe. I forgot what he was from already.
He's from A Quiet Place.
Oh, that's right.
Little boy.
The John Krasinski's kid.
Yep.
Not the one who gets killed right in the beginning. Spoilers.
Spoilers. I didn't know what sound
the other boy.
I panicked.
Piggy, the nerd. Robert Capron, famous from the Diary of a Wimpy
Raleigh
Kid.
Raleigh from Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah, yep.
He'd be perfect.
Cool. Roger, the jackass murderer, playing by Nicholas Hamilton, who was that one kid from It who was the knife-wielding jackass who killed his dad. Spoilers.
Yeah.
This is full of spoilers. Sam and Eric, the twins, who are just known for being twins, kind of like these guys. Dylan and Cole Sprouse, potentially de-aged.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't find any other twin actors at this time. And then the fever dream pig voice, which I'm pretty sure happened, but might not even happen. But it could
maybe
happen
in our
movie.
Maybe that was in your dreams.
Maybe it'll happen in our movie. We don't know.
It's our movie. We can do whatever we want.
We don't have to be strictly to the source material like the new Lion
King. It's an adaptation.
Yeah. Right. Danny DeVito is the pig voice. Because he was going to be our piggy, but then we said, well, let's have him as a different piggy.
Piggy.
That's your live-action Lord of the Flies.
Boom.
Hope you like it.
Ready to go.
Hope you listen to this.
Hit us up, Hollywood.
Play this in your classrooms when you're on this unit and see if that's a cool jive with what's going on.
And then make your own skits and act it out.
Actually, I sub for classes pretty much full-time as a sub teacher. There was a class I subbed in where they were on the Lord of the Flies unit, and they got to have like a survivor challenge where they drew up a map of the island using only like source from the book.
What?
It was sweet.
That's
to watch.
Awesome,
right? It was such a cool class to sub in.
Were they all like wonky or did they look cool?
Most of them look pretty good.
There's like one kid drawing just like a big old bug.
A lot of them were done by like one kid, and like three of the kids were looking in the books frantically, and then two of them were just on their phones.
There's that one kid who's like, oh, look at the artist. Oh, he can do a nice map. Look at this freaking Johnny's art map. Isn't he cool?
Johnny's art man?
Yeah, Johnny's art map. A map made of art drew by Johnny.
It's a damn good map.
Nice.
Yep.
Awesome. Well.
Yeah.
Hopefully he gets an A.
Yep. Hopefully he got an A because that was last year.
Yeah. Rooting for you, Johnny.
Hopefully he didn't drop out.
Rooting for you.
But yeah. There it is. There it is.
Hello there.
Oh, that's a cool movie. I went and watched Jurassic Park
on
the full screen in a movie theater. That was cool. Bye.
Bye.